News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our expert in the house today is Stephanie Dodson with Emerald Coast Coins. I'm looking at this line from the song. It says, grab that cash with both hands and make a stash.
Yes.
So I'm thinking right now the gold and silver is the big deal in the market. And holy moly, the prices, woo.
Prices are crazy. Like, so I think since the last time I've been here, they got really high, like over $4,400.
No and then kidding. Gold last time it was about $3,600.
Yes. And then gold took a dip. Like, it's still around $4,000.
Gee.
But even
an
silver,
ounce.
Yeah, an ounce. And then silver got over 50, but now it's settled back. I think it's just under $50
wow.
an ounce right now.
Wow, wow, wow.
Which is crazy, which is, it's expected to happen. You know, things like that happen.
Has it ever been 4,000 before?
Never been 4,000.
I was going to say.
So, like, when I talk to my customers and they're like, where do you think it's going to go? I'm like, dude, I never thought I would get 4,000. Let alone like 3,600.
Gosh, I know.
So, back in 2009 and 10, when it reached, like, or 2008, 9, 10, somewhere in there, and it reached, like, $1,200, mm-hmm. and silver got over 50, like, right at $50 an ounce, we were like, whatever. Like, well, no, this is crazy. We'll never see this. And then look at us now.
Wow.
It's insane.
So if someone is collecting the gold bars, how much are those each?
So a gold bar.
I mean, what does it consist of when they say that?
So if somebody came in and said, I want to buy a gold bar.
Right.
Like a 1 ounce gold bar. They will have whatever gold price is, which is like, right, we'll just say around $4,000 mm-hmm. today, plus a premium. I think our premium for a gold bar right now is like maybe $75, $65, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. You know, so it'd be $4,075. Everything's going to have a price above and below.
Okay.
The spot price, which you can go to, I use on my phone. It's called Kitco, KITCO.com.
KITCO.com. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is that?
And that's where it tells us the up-to-date prices of gold, silver, mm-hmm. platinum, palladium, even copper. And
oh,
like
okay.
It tells us all those things. I don't buy all those things, but it tells us all those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I base everything off of that price when you walk in. And it updates like every second, just like the stock market's going up and down all day long.
Right.
That's what gold and silver do.
Huh.
All day long. So I base my prices off of that. And then, you know, I have to take into account what it's going to cost me to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if I'm, you know, sell it, you know, if I'm buying something from you, what the person I'm going to sell it to is going to pay me for it. Like, all of that goes into account. So it's not just like, oh, here's my buy and sell price.
Mm-hmm.
This is all for me. Like, my profit margins are small. You know, going to silver for a second, the silver eagles we talk about all the time.
And they're so beautiful.
They are so beautiful. And listen, we ran out of 2025s because I keep telling everybody.
I know. I actually got a chance to stop by the store last
Yay!
Week. I was so
and
finally got
there.
And of course, you weren't there, but I got to meet your brother and the rest of the team. And I was pleasantly surprised because I don't know. I know this isn't fair, but in my mind, I imagined that it would be this sort of cluttered place.
Like
right?
a hectic place. Like just a hectic
yes,
in your in, brain place.
In
yes.
my mind. No, it's
very organized.
Very organized, like a jewelry store, and everything's in cases.
Yes.
And all the coins are on display. It almost is like a museum.
Yes. And that's what I like.
It was beautiful. And I was so impressed. I thought, oh gosh, now I got to come back.
Yes.
Because I went to get something specific, which was kind of neat.
You yes.
had suggested that I get the sixpence.
For
a wedding couple.
Yes.
And so I think it was something
borrowed,
old, something new, something borrowed, something blue,
and
sixpence in your shoe.
Yeah.
So I got for each of them to
yes.
put in their left shoe. They loved it, Stephanie.
See, I'm
it was
so glad.
I got to see them right before they went down the aisle
Yay.
And gave it to them. And they were just, the bride got tears in her eyes. Oh, this is so special.
Did they really? And it's so great that something so, I don't want to say small, but you know, simple can be so special.
It's
and
just
it's because
wish.
It's something that comes from the heart, not just like, oh, I got you a toaster mm-hmm. or oh, I got yeah, you a
whatever you're on
mixer.
Your gift thing
yes.
online. But because it's about having that good luck penny to have prosperity and love and luck in your future.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So anyway, I did. I digress. I did get to the shop.
Yay.
And was just so impressed by this displays. And so the Silver Eagles were there.
Yes.
And then a woman was there and she had come in to buy one. And your brother said, I'm so sorry, but.
Yep, we were out. We were out. So thankfully I have more in order, but I'm very limited to what I've ordered. So that means, listen, now's the time to mm-hmm. get in and purchase your Silver Eagles. Premiums have changed. And that's the premium is what it cost over silver price. So if silver is at $48, mm-hmm. they're going to have a price over that. My price, since we started the store, has never been, I charge about $1 to $1.50 over what it cost me to replace them.
That's not bad.
It's not bad. However, if it's like today, a Silver Eagle for 2025 is, like silver's $48, it'd be plus $10. So it'd be $58.
Mm-hmm.
But that you got to think that's going to cost me a little bit, you know, under $56.50-ish to get it.
Right, right.
Quick math with my non-math brain.
No, it was good.
So, you know, people are like, wow, that's so expensive. Dude, trust me, I just had to buy a whole bunch of them to help you.
Now, are you going to be getting any more in or is that it?
I'm getting 10 rolls in. That's it. That's all.
That's all. Okay. And then when did the 26s come in?
26s are usually in like... close to the middle to the end of January.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So they've already stopped production on the 2025 Silver Eagles, and they're working on the 2026s, and they'll start pushing those out in January, and mm-hmm. I won't get mine until, like, middle to the end.
Now, how many years do you have in your collection?
Of Silver Eagles?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a handful. I don't collect a lot of the Silver Eagles. I like the Morgan dollars. Those are my favorites.
Oh.
The old cowboy money.
Okay, how many of those do you have?
Probably have a good handful.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, you know, I try to get one of every year.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you how many years there are. It's 1878 to
wow.
1921.
Wow.
So.
That's incredible.
Yes.
Now, your brother showed me a coin. I think it was from Egypt.
Maybe.
And it was ancient. It was from B.C.
What was it? His coin, the
I
one
don't
with
know
the
what,
turtle on
I
it.
I don't remember.
No.
I just remember
was it
thinking.
Was it a plastic case?
I can't remember okay. because all I can remember was
ancient in Egypt.
Ancient Egypt, and this was this was coined, so to speak, BC.
I wonder which one he didn't. So he didn't even tell me you came in. Rude.
Yeah. Well,
so rude.
I told him to tell you hi.
Rude.
Men.
That's it. So
brothers, really.
Yeah,
a special category.
But he it could have been any kind of I don't know. He knows the ancient coins way better.
I should remember, but I was just so impressed.
They're cool. Ancient coins are also my favorite because you hold anything that's a BC coin.
Yeah, something that was created.
Yeah,
thousands of years ago.
That literally thousands of years ago.
And it's still here.
And it's still here, and it's sometimes they still look really nice.
Yeah,
and you're
no.
like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Like, what? Like the Spanish cobs we have, which are from like the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
So
even that.
Still.
Yeah.
I mean, pirate money, you guys.
Yeah, pirate money. If you have a pirate in the family.
That's it. Anybody who likes Captain Jack Sparrow, I mean.
Right. Well,
on.
There you go. Yeah, that's a whole other topic.
They're not very... they're a little expensive, a few hundred bucks, but worth it.
Yeah, nice gift. And we are getting into the gift season, so
we
a nice gift to think about.
Deep into the gift season. You should have started back in August.
Mm-hmm.
I've been purchasing things here and there since then. It's like July, August.
I already confessed this morning I have not. So
I know many people who will... probably try to come in all the way up to Christmas Eve. And we will be open Christmas Eve, but we will only be open till like noon.
Okay. I know you're not, I'm assuming you're not open Thanksgiving. Are you open the day after?
Not open Thanksgiving. We typically, if we open Black Friday, we usually are only open again till about noon,
okay.
1 o'clock, just because people aren't coming in to look at for things with us. We don't do like Black Friday deals because we're such a niche
mm-hmm.
place. So there's not like you can come and be like, hey, Black Friday deals. We don't do that. So we typically don't stay open all day.
Okay. I was just curious because, yeah, believe it or not, it's November already.
It's November already. Like, next Tuesday is Veterans Day. And again, that's another day we'll probably only be open about half a day, till about, you know, one or two-ish. Just depending, the banks are closed. Everybody's closed.
Right, of course. So this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. My expert is Stephanie Dawson. She's with Emerald Coast Coins. If you've got a question about gold, silver, coins, jewelry, that kind of thing, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
So you're talking about some of the gifts, but veterans, what are some of the coins that might be appropriate to give to a veteran if you wanted to gift someone on Veterans
Day?
So
depending on when they went into, you know, when they joined the military, like, we can find coins usually for like the year they joined. Not always. Like, my dad joined in the 70s, and there's no real cool coins from the 70s.
Right.
But he retired in 93.
There you go.
So, like, a Silver Eagle from 1993 is cool.
Yeah.
Or, like, a Morgan dollar from 1893 is a little expensive sometimes. But, you know, like, 100 years before, you know, things like that. So there's always something.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to kind of dig a little and see what we can figure out.
Okay.
And every once in a while, we'll get cool coins in that are, like, Navy, Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm. I think I saw something like that. Yep. Yeah. I thought I saw something.
So we'll get some of those cool things in too every once in a while. And those are fun to give out.
Well, it's very cool because I was thinking about my parents' anniversary would be tomorrow. And I was they're both not alive anymore. But I was thinking, wow, my dad would have loved a coin because I think they got married in 1943. Two or 43, something like that.
Yeah.
And that'd be fun to find something.
Yeah,
from
half
that
dollar.
Year.
Walking Liberty half dollar from 1942 or 43
wouldn't
would have been
be
super
neat?
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that's such a creative gift.
They really are. I have so many, like, people, and that's what, you know, they do it for everything. Anniversaries, birthdays, holidays, graduations. I mean, the way you can give away coins for, like, whatever, it's just endless.
And good luck.
Yes.
I think everyone always associates them with good luck.
Yes.
I know I do.
Definitely. I never thought I would say I like coins a lot, but, you know, I've been doing it for long enough. I think I like them a lot.
I think you've awakened my interest in it again.
I know.
You really have, because my dad used to really come, he'd come show me something, a nickel or this that he had found, and I'm not sure where his love for that started. But
it's generational, I think, for sure.
Yeah, because he was that World War II generation, but I think they put a lot of value on that kind
Definitely.
Of stuff.
Definitely. I had a customer come in the other day, a young lady, and her father, grandfather, I'm not sure who the guy was who was with her, and she had this quarter. Now, it was just, it was very sweet. It was just like a bicentennial quarter.
Oh, yeah. I remember 1776, 1976.
Yep, so it's just one of those. So I sat there and talked with her about it and tell her, like, what they say on the internet. It's not always true, but I showed her, like, what she could look for because there are some technical errors on them and, you know, books that we have. And we talked with them, and then she was just like, this is so interesting. And he ended up, you know, buying her a couple of little, like, coin trinket things or whatever. She was like, this is so great, like, I cannot wait to come back.
Yeah.
And she had really cool nails. And she was like, see, I tell him all the time my nails are awesome.
Well, if you're gonna be in a coin shop, you have to have nice nails.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Showing the coins,
that's
so
it.
That's true. So you have Confederate money as well.
I
and
do.
With the City of Five Flags, it is pretty neat. I mean, I suspect that there's still people that bring in unusual finds.
Yeah, they do. So there are people who will bring in, like, we do still have a lot, you know, we're a heavy metal detecting, like, area. There's the metal detector.
Your dad used to do that, right?
He did, and there's the metal detector club, I think, was at the fair this year.
Oh.
They gave away a metal detector.
Oh.
Yep, and they had, like, a little thing at the side so the kids could, like, practice metal detecting. So, yes, there are things you can find. You cannot go everywhere. You cannot go on the base. You can't go downtown and metal detect. You can't go
downtown.
No.
Interesting.
You can't go to the nationals, any of the national seashores or anything like that.
Okay.
So you can't,
very interesting.
You know, like Fort Pickens, it's, mm-hmm. I tell everybody, like, Fort Pickens is kind of like Area 51. You don't see the guards, but as soon as you walk over with that metal detector, they just come out of nowhere.
Interesting. Because, yeah, I imagine there's probably some real finds there.
Probably.
In the sand,
but
buried
you're not
all
allowed,
year.
But you're not allowed to find them.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it's good to know.
Not allowed to find them with a metal detector anyway.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
That'd be me. Do-do-do-do-do. Here I come with my metal. Oops.
Oops. So sorry, sir, yeah. Or madam.
Yeah, exactly. So the collection of coins has a name. People that are experts.
Yes. Say it.
Numismatics. Numismatics. Numismatics.
Or numismatists.
Numismatists.
That's a hard word to say. Kind of like the supercalifragilistic.
It's right up there. That's exactly.
Or anti-disestablishmentarianism. Both of those. Like.
Ooh, that was.
Girl.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
My mom's a linguist. I can't help it.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
Explains a lot.
You just shocked me with that one.
She's. Something.
So if you wanted to do, because I was talking about this last week, when you want to have something fun for your kids for the holidays, something different.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly there's plenty of video games and this, that, and the other, but to get them a coin collection book or just
definitely.
Something that they could have fun with. Like, do you have any that you recommend or where to start? If someone wanted, like, is maybe someone's listening right now and has time on their hands and thinking, this is interesting. How would I start? What
like,
would be a good
I
way
would,
to start?
I would even just start, if you came in like to my store, and I say this, but you don't ever have to stop at my store. There's other places to find coin books and stuff. But like, you know, they have the little blue folders like we grew up with.
Mm-hmm. That's what I had.
They still have those. And you can get them with like the current quarters that they're making, the women in history or the national parks or mm-hmm. the states. We've talked about
those. I have the state collection.
And you know, get some quarter rolls from your bank and let them start searching rolls fill in their books.
Yeah.
You know, and we do have some free books that we give out to kids that have been gently used.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, you can come and get those for free for the kids. And I have, you know, pennies all the way up to probably like dollars and stuff. And, you know, just get, you know, get stuff from, you know, if we have it in the store, we can get you a little goodie bag together or just go to the bank and get rolls.
Because the collecting really is fun.
It's fun. It's super fun to search. We've had these kids that have come in every year since they were knee high to a grasshopper. They were super tiny. The boy's taller. He's taller than me now. And I see them every time I go to I go to Texas for a coin show. And I see them every year I go there.
Aww.
And then they come here every summer. And, The little girl's a little bit younger than him, but she was very into collecting coins with him, which was always super sweet. And she started her penny collection here.
Wow.
The cutest thing. But they're both teenagers now.
Knee-high to a grasshopper. Oh. I haven't heard that in a while.
I was raised by Southerners.
You're not the South, from the South, are you?
Not at all. Not me.
Knee-high to a grasshopper. I love it. I love it.
I say too many Southern slangs, probably.
No, you can never say too many. It's all part of the culture. It's great stuff.
I agree with that.
It's great stuff. So the other thing that's cool that you have is, in addition to the serious coin collecting that we've been talking about and gold and silver, but you also have novelty kind of things.
We do have novelty kind of things, like...
You have these Star Wars.
My Star Wars
coins. Which I just cracks me up that they would make Star Wars coins.
I love it. It makes my little Star Wars heart so happy.
I have a friend that's very much into Star Wars, so I definitely have to come in and do a little Christmas shopping with you.
They're so great. And I want to say, we just got some other... So we have some called Zombucks.
What is that?
So they're like zombie-looking coins.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And they were actually popular. They came out during beginning of... that Daryl Dixon, that show, The Walkers or whatever. I can't even remember what it's called because I didn't
Walking
watch
Dead?
It. Yes, The Walking Dead. That's what it is. I didn't watch it.
I didn't either, but I know the title.
Thank you. So they became really popular around that time. And so instead of like the Morgan dollar, it's mm-hmm. called the Morgue Ann. And she's like all like decayed looking.
Oh, no.
So I've gotten some of those back in my store, which makes me super happy because those are amazing. And they have some animal ones too. So instead of like the pandas, it'll be like the pandemonium or something uh-huh. like that. And it's like all these decayed
looking. Do you have a koala?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Stop it. Now, and I have the real ones too, like a koala and a panda and a...
No kidding.
You know, kookaburra. Oh my gosh. so kangaroo.
Fun. They're so safe. Are they? What are? What's the denomination? I guess of those.
So those are going to be like foreign dollars. So they'll be like $2 and $5 and things of that sort. And they're going to be just based off silver price, a few dollars over, like $5-ish dollars over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, these are all great gift ideas.
I love all. Somebody bought the quokka the other day, and I've talked to you about the quokka before. It's the happiest
yes.
animal on the planet from Australia. And I was
so
like,
cute.
Oh my God, I love it so much. And I was like, this is my favorite animal. And if I could have one in my pocket, I would.
They're awfully cute. So we're talking with Stephanie Donson with Emerald Coast Coins, and it's a beautiful shop. I finally got a chance to get in there and do a little shopping myself.
Yeah.
Where are you located, and what are your hours coming up? And
yeah. So we are at 1811 Creighton Road. We are a Monday through Friday store. I have not been on weekends for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Monday and Friday, we're 9 to 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4. Always check the Google. I try to update my Google, like for my shop, the Google Maps or whatever, with our hours. Like Veterans Day, we'll probably close early.
Mm-hmm.
The day after Thanksgiving, we'll close early. But in Thanksgiving, we'll be closed. So, but my hours, I definitely try to keep them up to date, at least on my Google Maps. And if I can post it on Facebook, and if I remember to post on Facebook, I'll post it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Work's been hectic lately, so Facebook and I have not been very well acquainted.
That's okay. And the other thing, too, is that people are having kind of a tough time right now, and it might be time to go through that jewelry box, and maybe there's stuff that's just been sitting there forever that you could possibly turn in and get a little cash for the holidays.
Definitely.
They can bring that into you,
they
right?
They can. Right now, we're not buying sterling silver, which would be the flatware or your sterling silver jewelry, and that's because all the big guys aren't buying it, and if they're not buying it, I don't have an outlet for it.
I see, and okay.
I can't just keep piling it up, unfortunately. Gotcha. It's gold, though. I still am buying gold.
Okay.
Now if you bring me in gold jewelry, you have to get in an hour prior to closing, so if I close at 4, you need to get there by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Not with your jewelry box. If you're gonna bring a jewelry box, you need to get in like, you know, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But, you know, because we
sort
have to
do it out ahead of time.
Exactly. We have to do paperwork for the police department. And we, you know, when we do that, we have to ask, you know, we get your driver's license. We have to ask personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sign saying that it's yours and you know you're selling it, not pawning it. Like,
right.
We go through this whole thing. And then we have to type in every single piece you give us.
Wow.
So it's time consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on top of testing it to figure out what carat it is.
Gotcha.
And weighing it. So I
but it may be worth it because it can add up pretty quickly.
It can add up very quickly. I have a couple of customers. We had a customer the other day that they didn't understand. They were like, why are you asking me all these questions? And we're like, well, because the law enforcement makes us.
Mm, right.
You know, and I have to take pictures for them. It's very time consuming for me. But I want to make sure you get paid. And I want to make sure if something ever happened to you and your house was vandalized.
Right.
You know, that like we can get it back for you.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
Because that's the end goal.
That's right. That makes perfect sense. Okay. We've got a listener that sent it. This is Bruce. Excuse me. Made me laugh. Southern ladies, he says. What is the plural of y'all? I know what it is.
It's all y'all.
All y'all. Yes, it is.
It took me. Listen, y'all, I'm not a 9:30 in the morning person. I'm barely getting to work at this time, so I did good.
I said all y'all. I knew it.
All
I was
y'all.
Waiting to see if you knew. Oh, this is so funny.
Yes.
We both Southern girls. That's
it. I don't say pop. I say Coke. I need a Coke. I'll say soda.
I just had that conversation with somebody this week. They were saying, well, what do you call it, soda or pop? I said, neither.
I call it Coke.
Coke.
Then they say, well, what kind of Coke do you want? Well, do you have Dr. Pepper? I'm usually like, do you have Dr. Pepper? Because that's what I drink. But I'm a Dr. Pepper girl, but I prefer Coca-Cola.
There you Or Coca-Cola.
Yep.
Coca-Cola. Well, we could do a whole show on Southern expressions now.
Like, we can get my mama in here.
I want to get your dad in here. He's so knowledgeable. We've got to get him in because he can tell us. And your brother, too, to talk about some of the foreign coins, because we've been talking mostly about American U.S. coins. But you have a whole stock of foreign coins
we
as
do.
Well.
We have all kinds of fun stuff in there.
Yeah.
So it would be super fun. Look, you got your Coca-Cola right there.
I got my Coca-Cola right here.
Yeah. So like mom's from Charleston. Charleston. Mm. I can't say it like that because she's very Southern. Charleston.
Charleston, South Carolina. Got a little lilt to
That's it.
It's very slow.
It's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
I just talk fast because I will talk fast because I have a lot of northern friends.
I was going to say, you have the northern speed.
I do. I do have the northern speed. That's just because of all my friends I've hung out with throughout the years. Girl, we
I
did
know.
It today.
Okay, tell us where we can find you.
1811 Creighton Road. Phone number is 850-473-1515. And hit us up on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Stephanie Donson with Emerald Coast Coins. It's always a pleasure. You sparked my interest in coins again from when I was a little kid.
Yay.
So I'm grateful for that. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.